Who's this, Gary?
That would be Chet Atkins and your favorite guitarist, Mark Knopf.
Huh? Seriously?
No, that's Mark Knopfler, folks.
There you go.
Well, we actually have a guitar picker here in studio. I don't know if you know that, but
wow.
John Eisenhower not only is a ISA certified arborist, but he does a little guitar picking too, and he's put together a little, what do you call it, a parody?
A tribute.
A tribute.
It's a tribute song.
It's a tribute song for Rosie, and he's brought his guitar, and it's for his 30th anniversary broadcasting coming up in 2018. So I understand you're going to give us a little preview to this at the end of the hour here.
I am. I'm going
to sing
a couple of verses from that song that I wrote. It was in preparation for the 30th anniversary coming up next year, and I put a pen to paper and wrote a couple of verses for you and your dad.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing a little bit of that. I'm excited to get a little sneak peek here. But right now, we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner, at 1-888-767-4348. Greg in Santan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And your question?
I have a couple of Texas ebony trees. They're 15 to 20 foot tall, beautiful trees. But I keep getting the sprouts coming up from the base of the trunk. And I'm wondering, is there anything I can do to prevent that? I mean, it's just a recurring thing. They're not coming up from the roots. It's coming up from the base of the trunk.
Well, that's common to a lot of trees. And, cosmetically, they can be a bit of a hassle. A little bit extra work because you've got to be trimming them back all the time to make that trunk look nice and clean. Some people let them grow because they're contributing to the taper development of the trunk. They're actually, as they photosynthesize, they carry sugars and starches back to their points of attachment and actually help the trunk to develop a caliper to get larger in diameter. So they have a healthy contribution to the tree.
A lot of these desert trees are more shrub-based style method against the sun to their trunk.
Those are providing some shade and also protection from animals coming in and either climbing or chewing on the bark. So those are kind of a protective measures. But, of course, if they're in the landscape and you want a cleaner-looking trunk, often people have to trim those down. If you want to, there's one other option besides physically removing them with your pruning equipment is to apply a plant growth regulator. There are some products available. They're basically a hormone, natural hormones that are found actually in plants themselves. And these chemicals are derived from those plant hormones. They apply them to those sprouts and it causes the sprouts to stop growing, but the tree then directs its energy more to the development of the root system rather than to the top growth of the tree. So there are some chemical applications you might want to look into. You can contact our company if you'd like to and speak to our plant health care director, Sarah Maitland, by just going to itreeservice.com and send us a little email with that request, and Sarah can get in touch with you and discuss the details.
We appreciate the call. I guess this is a public service announcement. I'm looking at our text. We've got a question here from Renee in Queen Creek. But above that, it says, high-speed chase at Broadway and 6th Street. We use the station texting technology during the broadcast. It's 411-923. You can text in. So if you're around Broadway and 6th Street, no, there's a high-speed chase. It may be throwing off traffic a little bit.
Pray for protection of our highway patrol officers and police.
It looks like Renee has also called in as well as texted. So let's take the call and get a little more detail about her live oak. Welcome to the program, Renee.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't know which way I'd get through. We've been having such a problem. I tried both.
Well, I'm glad you're here. What can we do for your live oak tree?
So we planted a live oak tree in our backyard 3 years ago, and it just really hasn't grown much. It doesn't seem to do well. It's hanging on. It's green every year, but it doesn't get any bigger. We've had a couple, actually, other things in that part of the yard that just do okay. So we don't know if it's a watering issue, if it's a, you know, like a drainage issue, if it's a soil issue. It just doesn't seem to be doing much of anything. And our neighbor planted one in their backyard about the same time frame, and theirs is way bigger than ours. So we're just trying to figure out what to do with it.
Yeah, I know that you're not alone with that same concern. You know, many people put a plant in their yard and it languishes and just sits there and does very little, where a tree across the yard or in the neighbor's yard is doing beautifully. And sometimes you planted your tree because you saw theirs and you're just wishing yours could do the same.
And a lot of times it's not neighbor to neighbor. You could plant two trees in your own yard and one will do great and one will suffer.
Yeah, it's true. Well, there are some common things that we do see with trees that sit and don't do much, but they're still alive. There's a couple of common concerns. And, you know, without seeing your tree, of course, I can't really tell you what it is. But often trees can be planted too deep. Even a couple inches too deep in the soil can cause the roots to be too deep for adequate oxygen. And that could just be a planting issue at the time of planting. They might have just been set in the soil a little too deep. And then you bring some finish landscaping soil over the top of the root ball, and it really provides a cap to the oxygen that the root zone needs. So if that's the case, look at the trunk of your tree. If it disappears into the soil like a cliff into water, and you realize, oh my goodness, the actual root zone is quite a ways down lower, dig down around the trunk of the tree and see if those roots are too deep in the soil. If they are, pull that soil out and give the tree a little oxygen, and it might just revive it and get you back on the road.
Thank you for the call, Renee. We appreciate it. You have a great Arizona weekend, and good luck with that live southern oak. It's a great tree, and it does great in the desert, so I'm sure we can help you get it a little bit bigger and bolster like you'd like.